From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, November 3rd at 8:55, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here. Soybeans are higher once again. Pretty positive close there to end last week and end the month with the monthly soybean chart showing a key reversal higher. So that's offering a little more technical support. Here this morning, the White House released its trade deal fact sheet over the weekend, which confirmed again that China plans to buy up to 12 million metric tons of soybeans yet this year and 25 million on the next 3 years preceding that. So still no confirmation from China on that. So continue to watch cash markets here to see if we see any signs of any sort of business, but that continues to offer some support to soybeans. Corn really wasn't mentioned, so corn struggling in comparison to soybeans. There's been some talk that China's looking for some wheat offers here, so that's offering a little support to wheat here this morning as well. So still need to get the trade deal signed, so obviously trade just a little bit nervous until we see some facts behind the trade deal so far, or at least some cash business going on. Export inspections will be out this morning. USDA did confirm late last week that we will see a crop production and supply demand report on November 14th. So we should see a little bit more data here as the month goes on. And of course, the trade will be closely watching what the USDA says on both corn and soybean yields. We'll expect to see some private estimates on yield data here as the week goes on. So that may have some impact on the market overall. As for prices here this morning, December corn at 430 and three quarters, that's down a penny. March corn at 443, also down one. January soybeans, 1122 and a half, up seven and a quarter. March soybeans at 1129 and three quarters, that's up 6 cents. January meal, 319.40, down 410. January bean oil, 49.46, that's up 39. December Chicago wheat, 533 and three quarters, down a quarter. March at 549, that's up a half a cent. December Kansas City wheat at 520, down 4.5. Livestock markets are mixed here, but cattle are higher here to start the week. December cattle 232.02, up 235. Febs at 230.35, up 267. November feeders 343.10, up 422. Jan feeders 337.05, that's up 515. December hogs 80.12, down 115. February hogs at 81.82, down 70. Don't want to forget about the weather. It looks pretty open this week. A little bit of rain chance coming this weekend, but we're going to see a lot of sunshine and some temperatures up in the 60s here this week. That should help allow corn harvest to continue to wrap up in some spots here as we move through this first week of November. So obviously looking forward to seeing what some of this USDA state data says here as the month goes on, and still waiting to work out some of these details on this trade deal that was announced last week from the U.S. So plenty to keep track of, but starting out with mostly steady to higher note to start the week here, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day and a great week.
Support for programming on WILL comes from listeners like you and the Des Moines Art Center, located in Iowa's capital city, featuring works by regional, national, and international artists of the 20th and 21st centuries. Details at DesMoinesArtCenter.org.
Coming up at 9 a.m., 1 a. on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 62 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 36 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 65 degrees. Currently here in Urbana, fair skies and 48 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.